And I want you to cast your mind back to the 80s. We heard of late 70s, early 80s, we heard of a new disease coming out, HIV and AIDS, and advertising campaigns. Remember the Grim Reaper, remember the bowling, and I've got to say, even to today, the power of advertising and the power of the media still sends shivers down our spine. And a lot of people heading towards the new century were concerned it was going to be one of the big killers, and we know we lost a lot of people in that period. But happy to say New South Wales progressing towards eliminating new cases of HIV within just 4 years. New South Wales Health Minister Gillian Skinner has joined you this morning. And Gillian, those ads, did they send a shiver down your spine as well?
Oh, they certainly did, Todd. And, you know, when you saw the devastation of among communities, people who were affected by HIV and AIDS, it was very real.
Well, it appeared, and I was in my late teens when that was happening, and I had a real fear. You know, you were told what to do, you were told what not to do, but the ads, and especially the bowling ads, were showing average, everyday people. And the thing was, we'd heard of risky lifestyle choices, and you're sitting there thinking, well, if it can happen to average, everyday people, you were really fearing for what was happening down the line.
Yeah, they were exaggerated ads, and I hope we'd never produce ads like that now. But at the time, it was a wake-up call. You know, it had to be tackled on so many fronts, this disease. So little was known about it. There was such terrible misinformation out there that it really got everyone's attention. And it was about changing practices, making sure people practice safe sex. It was about needle injecting. It was about a whole lot of things. And we addressed it on many, many different fronts, which is why we're able to say now we're really heading towards the virtual elimination of HIV transmission.
Within 4 years. So how is that working? And you must be very, very proud and very, very happy to be able to announce this.
Look, I am. It was back in 2012, 2013 that we put out this policy. This was our aim. I was somewhat nervous about it at the time because it's a very bold aim, but I was convinced by the experts, and there's wonderful people working on the research and in this area. I was convinced by them that if we could change our practices, if we could test people early, and if found to be affected, we could get them onto treatment early. That means that they're not infectious, so it virtually ends the transmission, and that's what we've done.
And it was a staging disease, really, wasn't it? And you hit the nail on the head earlier. It really divided the community because people were saying it was a kind of disease where, well, you get it and you get it, but I don't get it because you live this lifestyle. But we heard that there were, initially, HIV was a death sentence. And then we went to a situation where retroviral drugs, and it was a case of, all right, well, if you get it, your quality of life's going to be better. So it really has been steps up. The researchers have done very, very well. But it needs to be said that we still can't take it for granted, can we?
Oh, we can never take it for granted. You know, I hope that forever practices have changed, although I'm not confident that that's always the case. But it's why whenever we put our messages out there about test early and often, if found to be, if there's a problem, get on to treatment early, but also safe sex. You know, you cannot avoid the necessity for prevention. And that is also a terribly important message. You know, the people don't realise, but one of the things we've already done, we have virtually eliminated the transmission among needle injectors. That was fine. We've also ended it from mother to baby virtually in this country, in New South Wales. So those were early steps. And then with the introduction of more powerful drugs, the antiretrovirals, that keep people free of the infectious nature of HIV, then that's when we were able to go on to this next step.
Well, it's interesting, the figures that I'm seeing around that 9,800, close enough to 10,000 people in New South Wales live with HIV, but they're saying around 7% are unaware that they're infected. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why we keep up this drive, you know, about trying to make it as easy as possible for people to be tested. We now have GPs doing testing. We have what we call pop-up sites. This is where, in places where there are high numbers of people gathering who are risk populations, like during the gay Mardi Gras, there's a pop-up, where, although it's now permanent, shopfront site on Oxford Street, where people can just pop in, have a simple test. If it's found to be problematic, they go for a more serious test, a blood test, and is found to be HIV infected, then they can get onto treatment, which actually reduces their viral load.
It was one of those diseases that had a massive stigma attached to it. Do you think, whilst it still has a certain amount of that, do you think that stigma level has dropped?
Oh, look, I'm afraid there is still stigma, much as I'd wish there were not. But, you know, those early days, there were horrific, really disinformation campaigns. Remember that terrible case of that little girl who was HIV positive and couldn't get into a preschool? That was the most shameful thing, but it was based on fear. You know, people do terrible things when they're afraid of the unknown. Fortunately, people all know now that you don't get this disease by sharing a glass or, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, there's still a stigma attached to people who are positive. I know many people living with HIV you'd never know they were, because they lead lives just like you and me. They look healthy. They are healthy. They look after themselves. Unfortunately, that's great, but there's still a stigma if it's known that they're positive.
Yeah, well, we've come a long way. It's great news, but we've still got to be vigilant. Gillian Skinner, thank you very much for your time. Have a Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Thanks, Todd.